I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's John Reed, the host of Richmond's Morning News, heard Monday through Friday from 5:30 bright and early in the morning all the way till 10 every single day. And this is the We RVA Experts podcast, where we get a chance to chat with some of the experts around the Richmond area about their professional opinion, things that are happening in the community. And today we're joined by Clayton Getz of Mission Realty, powered by EXP Realty. And I'm always happy to talk to Clayton. Clayton, let me start by saying, hey, thank you to you and your team. You know, I just bought a house and you were my guys and you really took care of me. So I appreciate all the hard work you all put into making sure I landed where I wanted to land. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, John. We so appreciate the business.
Yeah. Listen, some people are scared to get into the real estate market once the fall arrives, buying or selling. Do you get that, or do you think that that's not the right attitude to have once November and December arrive?
No, I totally get it. You know, and we've talked about this before, John. I mean, you know, the transparent answer is that if I'm selling my house, if I have a choice, then I am selling my house in the early spring or summer. You know, if I have a choice. But the reality is that there are some folks that just don't have a choice, and homes absolutely sell in the fourth quarter. It's just there's more demand. There are more buyers in the marketplace in the spring and summer. So if you have a choice, then I would wait. If you don't, then, you know, that's just the reality of the situation. It is an exceptional time to buy. And historically speaking, the fourth quarter has been in the Richmond market a great time to buy a home because the inventory creeps up in most markets. You know, Richmond's very market sensitive or location sensitive, John, as you know. So there's certain markets that they just kind of stay hot year round. Right. But then there are other markets. And you just need to call us or your realtor to find out, you know, where those markets are specifically. But overall, it's a really good time to buy a home.
You know, one of the things I talk about when I share stories about you on the air during the morning show is your ability to put properties in front of the eyeballs of people who actually have said, hey, I'm trying to buy right now. And can you explain a little with some specificity how you do that?
Yeah, well, and thank you for asking that question, because it's becoming more of a science, frankly. You know, so we are actually, and this is something a little bit new, John, but not only do we have a pretty large presence on radio and television, as you know, and in large part thanks to you and your team, but we have partnered with a digital marketing company. You know, I do a lot of reading, John, and one of the things that I've figured out that as a real estate company, if you do not have a digital marketing arm in 5 years, it's going to be very difficult to stay relevant. So we're really just trying to the largest audience now, unquestionably, is on the internet, is online, is on social media, is on Amazon. You know, so how can we target and retarget and geofence and geotarget all of these potential buyers for your home? So we've partnered with one of the best companies, and this relationship is exclusive. This digital marketing relationship with this particular company is exclusive to us. So we are super excited about the exposure that we're going to be able to give to our clients moving forward, in addition to all the things that we've done in the past.
Yeah, gosh, you've got to be online. I remember, you know, the first time I bought a house 20 years ago, it was hours of driving and looking from the outside and then setting up an appointment to go in. And this time, I felt like everything I did was online, looking at pictures and little video tours. And then I narrowed it down before I actually looked at a property. So that's really interesting that's
well, you know
the focus.
That says,
what?
And you know what that says, John? You're getting old.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I wish I could deny it. Hey, what's your assessment of the Richmond real estate market, you know, the 50,000-foot level? Is it booming, or is it slowed down over the last couple of years, or where do you think it is?
Great question. Yeah, we're shifting for sure. The market is shifting. So the quote unquote experts, John, are saying that 2019 we're not going to see a major trend towards more of a buyer's market, but it's moving in that direction. And it looks like nationally and locally by 2020, we're going to be transitioning into a buyer's market. So I would just tell anyone that is considering or has been on the fence about selling your home, that we should really start having those conversations now, because the market is there's just no question that it's shifting. The question is, how long is that shift going to be? Is it going to last for a year or 2 years, or could it be a longer term shift? I will tell you this too, and the listeners, the good news is that every day in this country, every single day, John, right now, 596 homes sell every single hour. 287 homes regain positive equity every single hour. Oh. And the median home value increases on average $1.20, John, every single hour of every single day right now. So we're still in a positive market for home sellers, but it is shifting.
Well, hey, that's good. If you've got the opportunity to plan, it's good to think through that and to anticipate the future. If you can pick when to do it, this might be the time to give you a call. I know you and your team are great about talking through that strategy with people. So let me give them the phone number. It's 545-4440, 545-4440. And Clayton and your entire team are online at soldinrichmond.com. Clayton Getz of Mission Realty, powered by eXp Realty. I always enjoy the chance to talk to you. Thanks so much.
You too, John. Thank you.
We'll be back with more of the We Are VA Experts podcast very soon.